I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For 100 days last year, American reporter Roxana Saberi was imprisoned in Evin Prison in Tehran for what Iranian authorities called espionage. She was released last May and now lives in North Dakota. Here is Roxana Saberi reading from her just-published memoir, Between Two Worlds, My Life and Captivity in Iran.
When I tired of the newspaper, I imagined playing the piano by lightly rapping my fingers on the wall of my cell. First, I performed Chopin's Etude in E major, humming the sweet melody, picturing my college piano professor standing to my right, swaying back and forth with his eyes closed, conducting with his pencil. And then you go to here, then you go to here, then you go to here. He would croon, getting softer and softer as I reached the end of the first passage. I also attempted Rachmaninoff's Prelude in G minor, the piece I had performed at Miss America. But Rachmaninoff was too difficult to play on the wall and definitely too complex to hum, so I decided to tap out one of my own compositions. Vicky's Song, I had titled it. I'd written it for a friend who had passed away years earlier in North Dakota. Somehow, each time my fingers ran through the melody, I sensed her presence, listening attentively and smiling fondly. Next, I tried to compose a new piece, but all I came up with was melancholy music. I moved on to a popular Iranian song my friends had taught me, whose refrain, "Kiss me for the last time," made me so sad that I switched to tunes I had memorized as a teenager. "Stand by me, and we will rock you," but I couldn't remember more than a few lines of lyrics.
That's Roxana Saberi reading from her book, Between Two Worlds, My Life and Captivity in Iran. Roxana, by the way, was a regular contributor to this program for several years. Roxana Saberi, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Marco.
And along with your book, you had the idea to produce a CD of music, songs that essentially comprise a soundtrack to your time in Iran and in prison. It's not something we hear a lot about from former prisoners, but I imagine music can be an incredibly important thing when you find yourself in a small prison cell. What did it do for you?
Well, music has always been a big part of my life. Growing up, I played the piano. When I was in prison, I was in solitary confinement during the first 2 weeks, and I had to keep myself busy because the time passes so slowly in solitary confinement. So to keep myself sane and to help pass the time, I sang to myself, and I also played the piano by tapping my fingers on the wall.
Now, as we heard in the passage that you read from your book, you turned to a popular Iranian song called Mara Babus, or Kiss Me. When did you first hear this song?
I first heard this song early on when I moved to Iran in 2003. It's a popular song. Many Iranians like to sing. It's a little bit sad, the lyrics, but it's very beautiful. And in prison, my cellmates knew it, so we would sing it together, and we felt a sense of unity when we would sing it together, even though we were often out of tune.
And you were singing from cell to cell, or were you in a yard somewhere and kind of humming it quietly?
No. Okay, so I should explain, because, first of all, when I was in solitary confinement and I was singing to myself, I couldn't sing loudly because there are women guards who come back and forth, and they can hear you, and you're not supposed to sing loudly in prison, especially because a woman's voice is apparently not supposed to be heard by men who are not closely related to her. And I was surrounded by, you know, hardliners and conservatives, so they would definitely not want a woman's voice wailing through the hallways there. But when I was taken out of solitary confinement and transferred to another cell, I met other women prisoners, other political prisoners, and prisoners of conscience. And over time, I met several of these women as I was transferred from cell to cell. And sometimes we would sing together softly.
Well, let's have a listen to Mara Babus. It's sung here by Parisa Vole, a well-known Iranian singer who now lives in the U.S.
Mara Babus. من به جست و جوی سر
Roxana, you said this song has a sad quality, and you actually had to kind of get it out of your head when you were in prison. What is the refrain in English?
It's, kiss me for the last time. May God save you, for I am going toward my fate. My spring has passed, and all that has passed is past. I am now in pursuit of my fate.
I can kind of see why you had to kind of get that song out of your head. Was it just kind of too close to the reality you were going through?
It was, and it's the part, kiss me for the last time. It made me think of my loved ones outside prison, and I wondered when I would see them again.
Roxana, let's hear one more song from the CD you produced. Mm-hmm. You actually requested your two cellmates to teach you hymns of the Baha'i faith. Now, the Baha'i, maybe you can tell us about their situation in Iran, the Baha'i.
Yes, the members of the Baha'i faith, they're thought to make up the largest non-Muslim minority community in the country. When I met Mahfash and Faribah, who were my two Baha'i cellmates, it was about maybe halfway through my incarceration, my 100 days. And I asked them to teach me this hymn. It's called Sobu.
And we're going to hear an instrumental version of it in just a moment. But what does Sobu mean?
The main refrain of Sobu is, Holy, holy, O Lord, our God, Lord of the angels and the spirit. And Sobu itself means sanctified. And I wanted, for people who read the book, or even if they don't read the book, but especially for people who read the book, maybe they can play this music as they're reading the book and try to get into the atmosphere of where I was and maybe understand the feelings and the emotions that I had and that my cellmates had. And when we sang these songs together, my cellmates and I, we felt a sense of unity and calm, and it helped us take ourselves out of our cells just for a brief moment.
Roxana Saberi, her new book is Between Two Worlds, My Life and Captivity in Iran. We've been speaking with her about the music that was in her mind in Evin prison and in your time in Iran. Roxana, really good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Marco.
From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.